Jerry Bader Show, 1047. Jason just going through Yahoo's ranking of the NFL free agents. And names where, boy, you look, yeah, that would work for the Packers. It just seems when you start looking at that list, you feel as though they need help everywhere. I mean, I suppose any team can always upgrade, but you look at some of the names out there, particularly on defense, and then you see names on offense, you're like, well, you know, they could use help on offense too. It seems hard to believe. Just a couple of years ago, they had receiving weapons that were the envy of the league. Let's see, who's all out there? Greg Hardy is seen as number one. Michael Bennett. B.J. Raji's at number five. Henry Melton. They're getting down. Boy. Justin Tuck. Jared Allen. Jared Allen's 32. You might get a year or so out of him. It just seems like they have a lot of needs. This came down, or at least it was all over the conservative websites yesterday. And I do remember the initial case back in 2010. Actually, it starts in 2009. There is a school. Where is this school now? Oh, gosh, it's in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm pretty sure it's in California. The story that I brought, let's see, do I have it in this one? No. I believe it's California. In any event, on Cinco de Mayo Day in 2009, there was a confrontation between Hispanic students and other students because some students wore T-shirts with American flags. So they were going to do the same thing again at 2010. There were apparently threats that Hispanic students would react if other students would have the temerity to wear the American flag on what they perceive as their day. During the initial confrontation, there was also their flag and our flag from the Hispanics. Let's stop there. This is the problem. And when I talk about lack of assimilation, liberals, the stars and stripes is everybody's flag. And if you live in America, nothing should be offensive about the American flag. It shouldn't. And if you do, the problem is with you and not the American flag. So what happened is, school officials, and I'm just summing this up. Here's their, well, I'll tell you what, Hot Air does a good job with this. The court's ruling. School administrators can force you to remove your American flag T-shirt if the alternative is a classmate punching you in the face. School administrators knew that there would be an altercation, so they told students who wore those T-shirts they had to cover them up, turn them inside out, whatever, to avoid the confrontation. It was for their own safety. So they were told they could not exercise their free speech rights because it was for their own safety. As I have said repeatedly over the years, students in a public K-12 school do not have the same free speech rights as adults. But they have free speech rights. They do not check their free speech rights at the schoolhouse door. But courts have ruled that administrators can have the authority, in some cases, to limit that free speech. The argument here, as blogger Eugene Volokh called it, is a heckler's veto. It rewards a violent actor by suppressing the speech that's irritated him instead of punishing him for being violent. I think this goes to the heart of the First Amendment. The school district was intimidated by a bully. And because the school district was afraid of that bully instead of willing to deal with that bully, which they should have been willing to deal with that bully, because they're the school district, they're the authority, should have said, look, if there are problems, you're going to face serious consequences. Yes, it's Cinco de Mayo Day, but if American, if and you're all Americans, but if certain American students want to wear the United States flag, they have the right to do that. And we're not going to not tell them to because you're trying to intimidate us into that. This is absolutely suppressing free speech. Yet the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals went along with this. As, again, hotair.com, a la pundit, what sort of incentives does that create? If the answer is not obvious, here's a snippet from the equal protection section of the opinion that made my eyes pop. The student who had to take off their Stars and Stripes shirts wanted to know why students wearing shirts with Mexican flag colors weren't also asked to take off the shirts. Simple, says the court. No one was threatening to beat them up because the students with the Stars and Stripes weren't threatening to beat up the students wearing the Mexican colors. The students wearing the Mexican flag colors got to wear their T-shirts. This is beyond insane. This is, okay, the intimidators won. And when there are those who threaten your free speech with violence, the school district has the authority to stop that violence by allowing them to squelch your free speech. Or as Alapana puts it, if you want to make your classmates shut up, you need to credibly threaten violence. That's how free speech works in the nation's schools. Take a lesson, America. I am beyond flabbergasted by this. Clearly, their free speech rights were violated. This is, okay, this is, follow me on this, because there's a bit of an extension here. What does the First Amendment say? That the government can't do anything to stifle your free speech. The government here made the conscious decision to protect the free speech of those who were threatening violence over those who were not. This is so clear cut. I know I'm not a lawyer, but this is amazing to me. When you consider limits on free speech, it usually goes to controversial content. That if a student newspaper or a potentially offensive T-shirt, questionable content. Does a student have a right to questionable content if it might cause problems in a school? Courts have ruled time and again, no. How can anybody see the Stars and Stripes as questionable content? This isn't controversial content, or at least it shouldn't be. Yet the school district saw it that way and protected the bullies who got to wear their T-shirts and punished the would-be victims. That is what this is, by the way. It's punishing the victim. I don't know if this will go to the U.S. Supreme Court, but I really think it has to. Because what you have now is politically correct free speech. That's what this upheld. I'll tell you what. If that had ever happened to one of my children, I would continue to have them wear it until push came to shove. As I said earlier when I was teasing this, can you have, those of you who are old enough, if you were my age or older, let's say you're 10 years older than I. Let's say you're 62. All right, so 50 years ago, you were 12. Okay? Can you ever imagine a time when you were a kid that if somebody in any way presented the flag of the United States of America, that you would be told you couldn't? In deference to another flag from another country. And again, the bigger issue here is lack of assimilation. Hispanic students' allegiance was first to Mexico. I think that's wrong. They can be proud of their Mexican heritage. I'm fine with that. I'm proud of my Belgian heritage. You German over there, Miller? Yeah, I'm sure you're proud of your German heritage. Not really. I'm proud of the heritage of your German cuisine. I love German food. Yeah, okay. We do agree on that. Yeah. I like Mexican food. I love authentic Mexican food, by the way. I have to stop this, you know, right now. I really need to stop. I do. I love Italian food. Chinese. Any other ethnic food we can say we love? Well, we love all food. Yeah. We're on a perpetual seafood diet. Except for me right now. But, yeah. I have no problem with celebrating your heritage. But being offended by an American flag on Cinco de Mayo says you're Mexican first and American second. That shouldn't be accepted in schools in America. But teachers are too terrified to point that out. So what do? They punish the kid who wears the American flag. I actually have nothing more to say on that. So I will tell you I've left two things on the table for the video. The after show video, which you can find at the Jerry Bader Show Hub at jerrybadershow.com. There were actually congressional hearings yesterday into the ATF debacle. We'll talk a little bit about that. And the Tea Party turned 5 years old yesterday. Is it growing or dying? I will explore that in the after show video. It's 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.